fortunate to have his clothes. I welcome everyone for the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call once again. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Amukh Lila Das Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 5.6.15 onwards. I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give the brief introduction. Hare Krishna, Tiffany Mataji.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. His Grace Amukh Lila Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and he is presently serving as Vice President of the Dwarkadish Temple in Dwarka. He was a boy with outstanding talents right from childhood. As a child, he was very quiet, but internally his spiritual desire to thank God went on increasingly. Finally, after 12th standard, he left home in search of his spiritual answers. He met many religious organizations, but it was only ISKCON that could quench his spiritual thirst. He stayed in ISKCON, Delhi for 3 months and later went back to his parents with his parents' insistence to complete his engineering and worked in HCL company for 6 years. It was finally in 2010 that he became a full-time brahmachari. He and his team during these testing times of COVID-19 are doing a commendable job serving nutritious prasadam under the Food for Life campaign to the much needed 2 lakh people in New Delhi. He has the art of combining the heavy philosophy with just the right proportion of anecdotes, one-liners, and humor to leave the audience spellbound and inspire them to embrace this path of bhakti. He has helped thousands of kids from getting free from the clutches of addiction and depression. He is a life coach of many, and his lectures on stress-related problems and the art of parenting are very instructive. His lectures in both English and Hindi have their own flavor and thus able to target a larger audience. We are all very grateful to have him as our speaker on Bhakti Sangha, and we are ready to be enraptured by his class so that we can delve deeper into bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, please accept our humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving your very valuable time and association to us. I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Tiffany Mataji. Thank you very much, Radha Rani Mataji. I'm grateful to all the devotees who gave me a chance to speak something here in Bhakti Sangha. I'll get Bhakti Sangha from. So I'm very fortunate. My voice is clear, Mataji. Is it clear? Yeah?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, should I sing Jai Radha Madhava or should we start the class? What do you say?
You can sing, Prabhuji.
You can sing? Okay. So I'll sing and you will follow. Is it like that? Or should I sing only and you would be listening? How does it go?
Prabhuji, following will be difficult, right, Prabhuji?
Difficult? Okay. All right. You need not follow with them. Okay. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari, Yashoda Nandana Braj Jana Ranjana, Yashodanandana Braj Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaita Bhaktavinda ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, so we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's fifth canto and chapter number six. Chapter and titles, excuse me. Yeah. So this is chapter six and chapter and titles, excuse me. The activities of Rishabhdev, and today we are studying verse number 15. Yeah. Okay. So here goes this verse. Yeah. So this is on the screen. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Konvasya kashtam paru annu vachche namano rathe napya bhavasya yogi yo yoga maya sprihayatyu dustada hayyastada yena kritapaya prayatnaha. Okay, so word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kaham, who, no, indeed. Asya of Rishabhdev, Kashtam, the example, Aparaha, else, Anugacheta, can follow, Manaha, Ratne, Rathena, by the mind, Api, even, Abhavasya, of the unborn, Yogi, the mystic, Yaha, who, Yogamayaha, the mystic perfections of Yoga, Sprihati, desires, Udastaha, rejected by Rishabhdev, he, certainly, Astaya, by the quality of being, insubstantial, Yena, Yena, by whom? Rishabhdev. Krit prayatnaha, although eager to serve. Translation. Who is that mystic yogi who can follow the examples of Lord Rishabhdev? Even with his mind, Lord Rishabhdev rejected all kinds of yogic perfections, which other yogis hanker to attain. Who is that yogi who can compare to Lord Rishabhdev? If this can like a zoom in so everyone can read it as well, because I think the font is quite small for people to read. In case somebody is reading on laptop, then it's fine, but on phone it can be a little small to read. So yeah, so zoom in. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, thank you. All right, here goes the fourth part. Generally, yogis desire the yogic perfections of anima, laghima, mahima, prakamya, prapti, ishitva, vashitva, and kamvashita. Lord Rishabhdev, however, never aspired for all these material things. Such siddhis, perfections are presented by the illusory energy of the Lord. The real purpose of the yoga system is to achieve the favor and shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this purpose is covered by the illusory energy of Yoga Maya. So-called yogis are therefore allured by the superficial material perfections of anima, laghima, prapti, and so forth. Consequently, ordinary yogis cannot compare to Lord Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Ve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Subhadantikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Udapadakamalam Shri Guru Nveshnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathantam Tam Sajivam साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादा सहगणलता श्री विशाखान्विताश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपीकांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछा कल्पद्रुवश्च कृपा सिंधुभिः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो शिवाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नाम नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी पुचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशारिणे मुखम करोति वाचालम पंगुम नंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपात महं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधव श्री चैतन्येश्वर Hare Krishna. So this is a wonderful verse comparing, actually glorifying Lord Rishabhdev, that how great he is, that even mystic yogis, they cannot, even in mind, they cannot imitate Rishabhdev. What is because of physically imitating him? Because he's so elevated and his activities are so exemplary, so extraordinary, and they are so suprahuman. No human does, even somebody gets all of these siddhis, which Sri Prabhupada is highlighting, anima, lagima, mahima, prakamya, prapti, ishitva, vashitva, kama, vashaita. These eight siddhis are there, but a devotee of the Lord, he is not bothered about them, but Lord Krishna gives them to the devotee, even though he is not desiring. Actually, siddhi and kirti, they are virgins. How come they are virgins? That means nobody can touch them. Why so? So Shastras explain, reason being, those who are aspiring for siddhis, those who are aspiring for kirti, they run away from the person. That, oh, this person is chasing after fame, this person is chasing after power, post, position and all. So kirti goes away from such people. And because the pure devotees of the Lord, they are not after siddhis, they are not after all these mystic perfections, they are not after kirti, they are not after fame. So they are chasing them. So devotees of the Lord, they do not aspire for them, yet they get all of them. And the yogis and all these materialists, they hanker for them, but hardly they are able to get them. So that's why Kirti is said to be a virgin. Who can touch her? Devotees are not interested in her. So, but Kirti is after the devotees. And fame, mystic perfection, similarly, they are chasing the devotees. So here is the example of Lord Rishabhdev, who is Bhagavat Avesh avatar of the Lord. Actually, he is also an empowered incarnation. There are two kinds of empowered incarnations. One is known as Vibhuti Avesh. That means a certain kind of power is invested in a devotee to do a certain kind of miraculous task. Like Shri Prabhupada also is Shakta Avesh avatar. He went to America, and as he came to America, he did something so extraordinary that he made so many Americans, Europeans, Russians, Africans, I think China he left for Shri Kamal Krishna Maharaj, but rest the whole world brought to the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his divine Krishna Prabhupada. So he's Shakta Vishavatar. Narad Muni, so he has Bhakti Shakti. He is also Shakta Vishavatar. So the Char Kumaras, the four Kumaras, they have Jnana Shakti in them. So they are also known as Shakta Vishavatars. And similarly, Anantashesh is having Bhudharan Shakti, that he can carry the universes on his hoods. So Bhudharan Shakti. Parshuram avatar, he has got Dusht Damana Shakti. All those who are the miscreants, who have become tyrant on the name of the kings, unruly rulers, to subdue their passion, there was Dusht Damana Shakti by Parshuramji. So this is Shakta Vesh avatar. So there is another class which is known as Bhagwat Avesh avatar. So they are godly, so in nature. And their tattva is also, of course, Vishnu tattva, and they are also, it's a Bhagwat Avesh. So Lord Kapil and Lord Rishabhdev are the examples of Bhagavat Avesh avataras. So those who are having these mystic perfections, those who have having these mystic powers, they cannot even in their minds, they can think of, they can imitate the example of Rishabhdev. Like Rishabhdev, his stool was fragrant. And for hundreds of miles, the fragrance of the stool of Rishabhdev could be smelled. Wow, people have to apply deodorants on their bodies and the fragrance goes to maybe say a few feet, maybe say let's say 10 feet or 15 feet, but not more than that. But here is a stool of Lord Rishabhdev, which was so fragrant that hundreds of miles that could be smelled. So the yogis, they cannot imitate it. Yeah, So devotees are not interested in mystic perfection, mystical powers, because they are material. Nityananda Srila Prabhupada, he was flying in plane. So somebody says, Srila Prabhupada, just see the advancement of the technology. Now the men, they are flying. Srila Prabhupada said, all this technology is nothing but the gross form of the siddhis. The siddhis, they are subtle in nature. I say, for example, entering in somebody's mind. So for example, if I say, oh, Nityananda and Vrinda. Oh, Nityananda and Vrinda, both are sitting together and they are so happy. So I may enter their mind, share their pleasure, and then come outside. So this is some kind of siddhi, right? But this subtle siddhi, because I see, oh, Nityananda and Vrinda, they are smiling, they are such nice, cute devotees. Oh, let me enter their mind. So that's also one of the mystic perfection, yeah, the mystic power. To enter somebody's mind, share the pleasure which one is experiencing, and come out. So all this scientific advancement, Srila Prabhupada used to say, is nothing but the gross form of the siddhis. The siddhis are subtle in nature, and the technology is gross in nature. That's the only difference. But both of them are material in nature, both of them, like that. So the devotees of the Lord, they are not interested in all of these. Srila Prabhupada, once he was in Haridwar with his disciples. So they mentioned that Srila Prabhupada, in Haridwar, there is one mystic yogi. He walks on the Ganges. He crosses the Ganges by walking on the river Ganges. And he goes from this side to that side by walking on river Ganges. He has mystic powers. Srila Prabhupada said, oh, that's really great. And then he went to the Ganges. He asked the boatwala, hey, boatman, can you please take me across Mother Ganges? He said, sure, sir, please, be seated. And then he, along with his disciples, he went to the other side. And then he asked the boatwala, how much money? He said, 50 paisa. And then Srila Prabhupada gave 50 paisa to the boatman. And then Srila Prabhupada said, do you know what's the cost of that siddhi which that person, that yogi is having, crossing Mother Ganges from this side to that side, from this side to that side? So what's the cost of that siddhi? It is 50 paisa, which we can do just by giving 50 paisa. That person has done so much of austerities, sitting in some of the caves for years, so much of fasting, this and that, to get mystic power of walking on the water. But that can be done just by 50 paisa thing. That's it. Like in India, there was one very famous spiritualist, the so-called spiritualist. His name was Satya Sai Baba. Before coming to ISKCON, I was also in touch with Satya Sai Baba. And because I was quite new, I did not know what is right, what is right philosophy, what is the wrong philosophy. So he was an impersonalist. Somebody asked Satya Sai Baba, are you God? He said, not just me, you too. He said, wow. So once a show was organized for Satya Sai Baba, and he was supposed to walk on water. And as he was supposed to walk on water, so there was one pool which was there, and he was supposed to walk on water. And he actually walked. And he covered around 70-75% of the whole track of water. And then he fell in the water. Now, this was the news before the program has been organized that, okay, Satya Sai Baba is going to walk on water. Oh, Satya Sai Baba is going to walk on water. But as he was walking, people were astonished and they were stunned. But as he crossed down 70% of the whole thing, and he just fell into the water. And that was very embarrassing for the organizers. Oh, they had taken a lot of money to organize this event. But Satya Sai Baba, he fell into the water. So then organizers, they took the mic. Well, just like Lord Krishna, he is also God. And he just remembered his pastimes playing in Yamuna. In the Yamuna, he used to play with his gopis. While walking on the water, he just remembered Yamuna. So he thought that he should do some sporty activity in Yamuna. And that's how we see, here we have Satya Sai Baba currently playing like Krishna in Yamuna. So that was the way they covered up the mistake. So they told Satya Sai Baba, see, Babaji, you have to cross the whole thing. You take a lot of money for the show. In case you in between fall, this time we covered up that you are Krishna and you were in Yamuna, you're playing with Yamuna, sporting in Yamuna. Next time, please, be careful. So next time they reduce the size of the pool. So this time it was 50%. So that Babaji crossed. Now again he had crossed 90% of the pool and again he fell. This time again they gave the same excuse, but they decided that they are not going to repeat the show of letting Satya Sai Baba walk on water. Very embarrassing. Actually, our acharyas have described that these yogis who fell on the earthy planet, they are coming from the higher planets like, say, Maharloka, Tapoloka, Janloka, and they have by birth all of these eight mystic powers which are described here by Srila Prabhupada. They have all of them by birth, they have. But when they fall down from that planet to earthly planet, they have the residue of that, of those powers. So some residue is there. And that's why they're able to do some kind of magical feats, like, say, walking on the water, or, say, manifesting something in their hand, say, apple or orange or this and that. So these are the residue of those mystic powers which they have in the on the higher planets, like Maharlok, Tapolok, Janalok, Brahmalok. So they have all of these powers. So, and as, because they do not know, they do not engage in devotional service, they do not do bhakti. And that's why gradually these powers, they leave the person. And similar thing was happening with Satya Sai Baba. So he used to say that he's God. Once K. Lal was very famous magician. Now he's no more. Of course, Satya Sai Baba is also no more. But K. Lal, once he went to Satya Sai Baba. And he said, you are God? He said, yes, of course, I'm God. He said, how can you say that you are God? He can, of course, I can do anything. And then he manifested an apple. Apple. And K. Lal, he also got the apple. Apple. Okay. Orange. 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 K. Lal also gave orange. He got some babuti. So whatever magical things Satya Sai Baba was doing, K. Lal was also doing all of those magical things. And then Satya Sai Baba said, hey, come inside. He said, how come you are able to do all of this? And K. Lal said, actually, the magic guru of yours and mine, they are same. We have got the same master. But you use all of those magical feats to tell people that you are God. I use them to entertain people. That's it. I don't claim to be God. These kind of things can be done. They are easy. Some kind of mantra, some kind of powers, one can do that. But I don't claim to be God. I just entertain people. But you tell people that you are God. You should not do that. He said, shh. Don't tell anyone, please. So, of course, K. Lal, he advised him that he should not fool people like this, but he went on. Of course, later on, he got caught in many scams and controversies that how he plays his tricks, because he was not even having magic, these mystical powers. In the fag end of his life, he was not having these mystical powers. He used to play tricks. He used to manipulate things here and there, hiding them and then showing them to the public. So this is what he used to do, Satya Sai Baba. So these kind of mystics, they become quite famous because they do some supra-logical and transhuman activities. But actually, they are not transhuman. They are mundane activities. They are mundane activities. So such are there. In fact, during the time of Srila Prabhupada, there were such people who would come to Srila Prabhupada and they would say that, hey, yes, Swamiji, so we are great magicians. So you are the founder of the Hare Krishna movement. So please show us some magic. So one Srila Prabhupada, he said, well, I do not know magic, but I can do one thing. If I am there in a room with 100 naked ladies, I would not be agitated. Can you do that? He said, Swamiji, I cannot do that. Only you can do that. Once one magician, he came and he was taking out some pigeon from here, some coin from his ears, Srila Prabhupada's ears. And said, Swamiji, I am done with my job. Now it's your turn. Can you show some magic? And then Srila Prabhupada said, well, I do not know magic, but yes, I have made the entire world, the devotees of Lord Krishna, especially the Western world. Can you do that? He said, no, I cannot do that. Swamiji, that you can do that. There was once one magician, he came to meet Srila Prabhupada and he had some mystic powers. And he said, Swamiji, please show some magic. He said, well, you show some magic. And as he was sitting in front of Srila Prabhupada, so nearby there was one pot. And there was some plants and some sand was there, some mud was there. And then he took some mud in his hand and then he spoke some mantra, Jai Kali Kalkatte Wale Tera Vachana Jai Kali. Phew! Swamiji, your hand please. And as he gave in the hand of Srila Prabhupada, it was sugar. Srila Prabhupada said, wow, you took the mud, converted that into sugar. Amazing. Wow. He said, Swamiji, part two. Jai Kali, Kalkatte wale tera vachan, Jai Kali, phoo! And then he opened his hand. Again, it was mud. She was like, wow, that's really amazing. You took the mud, you took the sand and converted the sand into sugar. I said, but since I'm diabetic, I could not use that. So, and then you convert it back to sand. That's really amazing. Can you please repeat the trick? He said, sure, Swamiji, I can do that. Again, he took the sand in his hand. And then again, he had the same mantra. Jai Kali, Kalkatta, Vale, Tera Vachan, Jai Kali, Poo, Poo. Swamiji, your hand. It was sand. Shri Prabhupada said, well, it did not convert into sugar. I said, I don't know, Swamiji, what's wrong? Let me do it again. Jai Kali, Kalkatta, Vale, Tera Vachan, Jai Kali, Poo, 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 Poo. It was still sand. He said, oh, you are not able to convert this into sugar anymore. He said, Swamiji, Swamiji, Swamiji has taken all my powers. Oh my God, oh Swamiji, you have taken all of my powers. Oh no, oh no. And he just got up and disciples were thinking, what happened? This magician, what happened to him? He just walked off that place. He knew that Srila Prabhupada is much more than a mystic. Yes, he can take away the mystical powers of a person who is very proud. He can do that. Similarly, in Kumbh Mela, once devotees, as they were there in Kumbh Mela, so there was one tantric, and he would tell everyone, say, hey Kapali! Everyone, say, hey Kapali! And people are saying, hey Kapali, hey Kapali! Everyone, hey Kapali, hey Kapali! So two devotees, two disciples, and they were also in Kumbh Mela. So they saw this tantric. So this tantric also told the devotees, hey, hey Kapali. And the devotee said, hey, laughing on me. Say, hey Kapali. Hey Kapali, hey Kapali. They were doing all of this. And this tantric became so furious. He just chanted a mantra and said, hey Kapali, may you become paralyzed. And then one devotee became paralyzed and he fell there on the ground. So another devotee, he just ran away from that place. He ran away, he went to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, what happened? Srila Prabhupada, there is one guy, he's having some mystical powers. You know, the other devotee with me, he's on the ground, paralyzed because of that mystic who's very powerful, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, oh, he did that? Bring him to me. I want to talk to him. I want to meet him. And then this devotee went to that tantric. And of course, few devotees, they also brought back the devotee back. And then, Srila Prabhupada, he was taking massage at that time. And as he was taking massage, so this tantric, he came. And then Srila Prabhupada, as he was taking massage, he said, so, you threw some kind of magical feat on my devotee. You did some magic on my devotee so that he became paralyzed. Huh? You did that? He said, yes, Swamiji, actually, he was teasing me. So that's why I spoke some mantra and made him paralyzed. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, wedding massage. Mm-hmm. And there were some flowers there on the table. Srila Prabhupada took those flowers and threw them on the tantric. And as these flowers, they touched that tantric, he became paralyzed. He was on the ground. He was on the ground. And devotees were astonished. What is this? That tantric who was so powerful is lying on the ground, half paralyzed. Srila Prabhupada said, how dare he touch my disciple? How dare he? My disciples are very dear to me. How dare he offend a devotee of Krishna who chants Hare Krishna? Then Srila Prabhupada also took some flowers, threw them on that disciple who had become paralyzed. He became absolutely okay. There and then, same flowers which he used to paralyze the tantric, that mystic, same flowers used and threw them on the devotee and he became absolutely fine. And devotees were thinking that Srila Prabhupada, what will happen to this tantric? Will he remain like this forever now? Srila Prabhupada said, no, he'll be okay in half an hour. But a lesson has to be taught to him. That dare he touch the devotee. So after half an hour, he was okay. This tantric came, he became normal. And then he realized that he is insignificant before his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. And then Swamiji, I seek forgiveness. I see holiness if I made you angry. He said, yes, you made me angry. Dare not touch my disciples. My disciples are very dear to me. Dare not do that. He said, yes, Swamiji. Yes, Swamiji. Anything else I can do? Shri Prabhupada said, you should chant Hare Krishna. Enough of these mystic powers and all. And they're all temporary. As you leave this body, they would also go away. Chant Hare Krishna. He said, yes, Swamiji, I'll do that. He knew that maybe if Swamiji becomes angry, if he says, no, I'll not chant Hare Krishna, few more flowers, and again he will become paralytic. He said, yes, Swamiji, I will chant Hare Krishna. So he started chanting Hare Krishna, of course. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada had all of these powers. In fact, there was one temple to be made somewhere in Madhya Pradesh in India. And the sand was very, very soft. In case the sand is very soft, the soil is very soft. So the temple cannot be constructed. Reason being, the temple would sink into that soil because the soil is very soft. So devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, we cannot make a temple here because the soil is very soft. Srila Prabhupada said, get the experts. They would find out a place where we can make the temple. And the experts, using all of their instruments, they are trying to find out a place where there is some kind of solid rock, anywhere which is the ground is not moist, it is hard, so that we can make the temple. But they could not find anywhere, any place where the temple could be constructed. He's essentially Prabhupada, the experts, they have told that there is no place in this area where a temple can be constructed because the soil is very soft. Srila Prabhupada said, but here the temple has to be there. The temple should manifest. And then he got his cane. He got his cane, his chadi. He took his stick and then marked one rectangular figure. Huge one rectangular figure. It's like half of acre of land. He marked that. He said, now dig inside this tract of land. There would be a rock. Disciple said, Srila Prabhupada, there is no rock. We have done enough of research, detailed research. There is nothing here, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, no. Please dig and find out. There must be a place. There must be a rock there. And then Srila Prabhupada asked, because he instructed spiritual master, is saying something, so they are to follow. So they started digging. And as they started digging, within 1 foot of digging, they found there was rock. Hard rock was there. And they were stunned. And exactly that place where Srila Prabhupada marked with his cane, that rectangular area, only that place had the rock. The rest of the area, as they were digging, they could see that there is no rock. Only in that place, as if a slab of rock is being placed by God himself, that, okay, my pure devotee has marked this land for my temple, so there should be a hard rock. So there was a rock. Only in that area. That's it. And a temple was constructed there, in that area. So the cane of Srila Prabhupada had that mystical power. The cane which he was carrying. The stick which he was carrying. So it looks quite ordinary, very simple stick. Well, he could do such kind of mystical, mystically and very inconceivable things using his stick. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada, he had all of these powers, but he did not present them in public. Why? He presented only philosophy. Because he wanted to attract intelligent class of people. You know, in Hindi, we say chamatkar ko namaskar. Chamatkar means magic, and people pay obeisances namaskar to chamatkar. Where there is magic, miracles, so people get impressed. So less intelligent class of people, they get attracted to miracles. Like in India, there are many missionaries, they are quite active. And how do they attract? By showing these kind of miracles. Somebody is having a back pain, and then they will do some kind of thing on the body of the person, and then this person becomes okay. But yes. So Jesus Christ can cure you from paralysis, can cure you from this disease, that disease, miracle. So less intelligent class of people, they get attracted by miracles, magic. But intelligent class of people, they get attracted by philosophy, Siddhanta. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, even though he had all of these mystical powers, yet he did not keep them in forefront. On the forefront, he kept the philosophy. His dealings were very human. With full of compassion and very sensitive. He was very sensitive in dealing with people. This is how we attracted intelligent class of people. Not by magic, miracles. No, that was Srila Prabhupada's expertise. And Srila Bhakti Thakur, he sings in one of his songs, Nahi magi deha sukha, moksha nahi magi, ना कोरी परार्थना कोनो विभूतिर लागी ना ही मांगी देह सुख आई डू नॉट डिजायर बॉडीली प्लेजर्स ना ही मांगी देह सुख मोक्ष ना ही मांगी नॉट डू आई डिजायर लिबरेशन फ्रीडम फ्रॉम द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ नॉट डू आई डिजायर दैट ना ही मांगी देह सुख ना मोक्ष ना ही मांगी ना कोई प्रार्थना को विभूति लगी नॉट डू आई डिजायर मिस्टिकल पावर विभूतिज आई डू नॉट डिजायर ना ही मांगी आई डू नॉट डिजायर सो वट डू यू डिजायर कृष्ण में आस्क सो वट डू यू डिजायर बाबा यू डोंट वॉन्ट मिस्टिकल पावर यू डोंट वॉन्ट लिबरेशन यू डोंट वॉन्ट बॉडीली प्लेजर सो वट डू यू वॉन्ट देन ei matre asha mama this is my only desire so what is your desire tomar charane at your lotus feet this is my only desire so what is your desire ahai tuki bhakti hriday jage anukshane ahai tuki bhakti that unadulterated pure intense maddening bhakti that is what I want for you oh my lord please grant me that That is the consciousness of a devotee. So a devotee may have mystical powers, but devotee is not interested in them. Like we have many acharyas, they have also exhibited such pastimes. Like Rastikananda Dev, somebody released a huge, mad, powerful elephant, and also made the elephant drink wine. So this elephant became mad and completely intoxicated and was rushing towards Rastikananda Dev to crush him. And Rasikananda Dev fearlessly was standing before the elephant. He said, Hey elephant, you are intoxicated. I can give you higher intoxication. Chanting Hare Krishna is higher intoxication. So please lift both of your hands up and chant the holy name. And that mad elephant was coming towards Rasikananda Dev with full speed. Skid. And then Rasikananda Dev said, Chant Hare Krishna, O you elephant. Chant Hare Krishna. And then he raised two elephant raised two of his front legs, and he was chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Elephant, not that he was not in elephant voice. No. He had this Hare Krishna pronunciation. He did that. So Rasikananda Dev, he also had that power. He could even make an elephant chant the names of the Lord. Yes. So our acharyas, they have exhibited such powers, but they are not interested in them. Actually, Prabhupada, he was so powerful that once he was walking and devotees could see that he was not leaving any footprints and there was no shadow of Srila Prabhupada. Everyone else was having shadow, but Srila Prabhupada was not having the shadow. Divine personality. One disciple of Srila Prabhupada, she was in Vrindavan and she was glorifying Srila Prabhupada on the Vyas Puja of Srila Prabhupada. In the Gurukul. And as there were many devotees, students who were sitting, and she was glorifying Srila Prabhupada. And she was doing that glorification in such a pure way, in such a wonderful way, that in that place, that it was a big hall, she saw, and nobody else, only she could see, she saw an airplane, a small airplane, and there were around 5-6 demigods. She said, who are you people who are so illustrious? Who are you? And they said, well, Mataji, we are demigods. So why are you here? Demigod said, because you are glorifying Srila Prabhupada so wonderfully, we have come here to hear the glorification of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. She said, oh, really? And then she saw the photograph of Srila Prabhupada on the airplane. She said, well, Srila Prabhupada is my spiritual master. How come his photograph is there on your airplane? And the demigods said, well, he's Jagat Guru. Jagat Guru means he is the spiritual master of the entire universe, not just earthly planet. He's a spiritual master of the entire universe. So that's why he's our spiritual master as well. So as soon as we heard the glorification of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, we came to hear His glories. So people like His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, they are glorified even by the demigods. Which mystic has been glorified by the demigods? No one. So great personalities like Lord Rishabh Dev, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, even demigods, yes, they aspire to hear about them. The mystics, they cannot copy them. They cannot imitate them. That's their personality, actually. So we see all of these examples that a devotee, even though he can do many of these extraordinary feats, even though a devotee doesn't know he has all of these powers, but he has all of these powers. Sometimes when devotees are invited to the homes of the general masses, common people, so commoners, they invite them inside their home so that they can put their feet in each and every room. You know, devotee thinks, well, I don't know what's there in my feet. There is nothing in my feet. I'm an ordinary person. I don't know why they want me to put my feet in their home, but okay, all right. But actually, homes, they become auspicious by the presence of such devotees. Yes. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 20th chapter, it mentions, just like when peacock sees the autumn season, as it is about to rain, the peacock becomes very happy. Yes. The devotees are, so the rain cloud are there. So similarly, the householders, they become very happy when pure devotees of the Lord visit their home. So they become very happy. Oh yes, the devotees of the Lord are coming to our home. Yes. So that's the condition of the pure devotees actually. So they don't aspire for powers, but they have the powers. The pure devotees of the Lord, they have those powers. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasagu Prabhupada was attacked by one ghost. First, the ghost was attacking the disciple. It was like a skeleton hand coming towards the disciple. So the disciple would faint. So now this hand approached Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasagu Prabhupada. Now Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasagu Prabhupada, he was fearless. He said, Hare Krishna. That's it. As the hand was here, he said, Hare Krishna. And the hand, it transformed into very beautiful personality. Because that Hare Krishna was Shuddha Naam, taken by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Wow. So devotees have such mystical powers. In fact, there was one Brahma Rakshas. And this Brahma Rakshas was so powerful that anyone, any exorcist would come to diffuse. That person would have to face utter failure. In fact, that Brahma Rakshas would insult that person. You came to defuse me, you powerless creature, get lost. So this family was thinking that how can we get rid of this Brahma Rakshas? So they asked Brahma Rakshas, that Brahma Rakshas, actually among the ghosts, there are four categories: Bhut, Preth, Pishacham, Brahma Rakshas. Brahma Rakshas is most harmful, most powerful. Brahma Rakshas are those Brahmanas, who were in the previous life, were misusing people's money for their own sense gratification. So they, in next life, they have to become Brahma Rakshas. But they have powers as well. They're very powerful. So this Brahma Rakshas could not be diffused, could not be settled by anyone. What to do? So the family members, they said, okay, Brahma Rakshas, what's your cure? How can we cure you? How can we release you? And we ourselves be released from your problematic situation. How can we get rid of this problematic situation? He said, only one person. There is only one person who can liberate me. Who's that? He said that the name of that person is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. If he comes and he glorifies Lord Shri Krishna here in this home, I would be freed. And then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was called. And then Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, he glorified Lord Krishna there reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Brahma Rakshas was there in the pot, a water pot. So this water pot, it rose in the air. And everyone was astonished. How come this pot is now there in the air? And then it fell to the ground. As it fell to the ground, the water, it splashed here and there. And then all the water, it got accumulated at one place and started flowing upwards. Usually water flows downward. So here the water was flowing upward. And it went there, touched the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Touched. And then immediately, that Brahma Rakshas got the divine form, was liberated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So the pure devotees of the Lord, they have such immense power that even exorcists cannot exhibit such a power. The mystical people, they cannot exhibit such power. But the pure devotees of the Lord, even though they don't aspire for it, but they have it. They have it. So in this verse, we can see that there is glories of Lord Rishabhdev, that how he is inconceivably and unparalleled such a glorious person. All right, so I'll stop here now. If anybody has any question, we'll take a few questions and then we'll stop. Okay, Chaitanya is raising his physical hand. Yes.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Chaitanya
Thank you,
Prabhuji,
Mataji.
you can please go ahead with your question.
Chaitanya and Nityananda both are sitting together. Yes, cutie pie, what's your question? You have to unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Okay, so Nitin and Vrinda, they are speaking. Okay, Nitin and Vrinda, okay, all right, you ask. And then afterwards, then Chaitanya would unmute himself and then ask question. Okay, Nitin and Vrinda, please go ahead with your question. Beta, you have to unmute yourself. I don't have any mystical powers that I can hear your voice, even though you are on mute. I'm a simple person. I don't have any mystical powers.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes. Yes, Beta, blessings to you.
There are more others avatar of Krishna like Lord Dhanvantri, Lord Hargreaves, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but why they don't come in Dashavatar?
Why
they don't come in Dashavatar?
Yeah, Dashavatars are the primary 10 avataras who exhibited various pastimes. It also includes Shaktavesh avatar, it also includes Leela avatar. They are there. So otherwise, there are many, many more incarnations. The scriptures mention as there are number of waves on the ocean, so are the number of incarnations. But yes, primarily there are 10. So 10 incarnations are there. So there are different categories. Say like, so for example, say 25 Leela avataras. So Dashavatar is a very first introduction to the avatara. So these 10 are presented like that.
And Prabhuji, in the case of Shaktavesh avatar, they are normal people which have the power of Lord.
Yes, they are not normal people. They are people, they are jivas, they are living entities, but they are very special jivas. They are very dear to the Lord, very close to the Lord. They are very surrendered to the Lord, highly devoted to the Lord. So, and they are empowered by God to do some extraordinary activity which nobody else can do. Like in a company, power of attorney is given to only trustworthy people. Those who I really trust, I give them power of attorney. Now, power of attorney gives a person a certain rights in a certain department for a certain period of time. Like, say, for example, I empower Nityananda in HR department for next 6 months because I am going outside on a tour. So I empower you like that. But for only 6 months, and that too only in HR department like that. But who will I give this to? A person who is very trustworthy, right? So similarly, Lord also empowers his trustworthy servants. Like Jesus Christ is also being very trustworthy to the Lord. He was empowered by God to start Christianity. So he's also known as Shaktavish avatar. Yeah. So living entities who are very close to the Lord, who are very loyal to the Lord, highly devoted to the Lord, are empowered by the Lord to do some extraordinary feats. That's Shaktavish avatar. Is that okay?
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, beta. Hare Krishna. May God bless you, beta. Okay, Chaitanya.
Yes, Chaitanya. You can go ahead.
Unmute yourself, darling. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, dear.
So my question is, if bad people are in the material world, why do the people who are bad get the great power?
Okay, how come great people get great powers?
Yeah. No, bad.
Actually, yeah. So, to get great powers is not a great thing in itself, because great powers can be achieved by either by prarabdha, say some kind of good karma one can get, or say somebody plugs into a powerful zone for a time being, so people can get powers and mystical powers can be done. But since they do not work on their value system, that's why their value system is bad, but they can get mystical powers. So mystical, to get mystical powers, there is a procedure. Anybody follows that procedure can get mystical powers. So mystical powers, they do not discriminate whether that we will only transfer ourselves to good people and we will not give ourselves to bad people, you know. No. Mystical powers can be given to anyone who follows a certain procedure, can be given to them. But yes, it does not uplift their sense of morality. Sense of morality goes up by spirituality. That's why they get powers, but yet their morality is third class. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you, Prabhu.
Okay, great. Okay, who else is there? Yes.
Anu, you can go ahead. Anu, please. Can you unmute yourself?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, okay. Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, I want to ask that Lord Shiva also that Lord Shiva also managed to hold the pressure of River Ganges on his head, so it was also some kind of power.
Yes, of course. He is having much more than mystical powers. He's having much more than mystical powers. He's Lord Shiva. He's God's incarnation. He's Gunavatar. So he can do such extraordinary feats. So he doesn't have to have some mystical powers. He has much more than that.
And he also keeps moon on his head.
Well, that's nothing for him. That's an ornament for him. That's it. Because Krishna is also having moon-like face. So he keeps the moon on his head, that Krishna is there, so dear to me. So that symbolizes on his head, the moon. Yeah. Okay, next question.
Pooja Mataji, you can please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, yes.
Hare Krishna. Yes, I do see all your YouTube videos. Very inspirational, Prabhuji. And my two questions. One question is that, Prabhuji, how to fill sure shot 100% spiritual desire? Surely it will be fulfilled. Number one, fulfill our spiritual desires.
How to fulfill our spiritual desires? Okay.
Yes, 100% it will be fulfilled. Number one. Number two, I'm practicing Krishna conscious from past 14 years. But my family is not supportive. I am feeling all alone till now. What to do, Prabhuji? At this point of time, after waiting for 14 years, still Krishna is not happy, I feel.
Okay, all right. So regarding first question, that how to get your spiritual desires fulfilled, we get our spiritual desires fulfilled by the will of Lord Krishna. So what is our spiritual desire? Our spiritual desire is to please Lord Krishna, is to please the Vaishnavas, and that's it. What else? Ultimately, obtaining Krishna Prem, we'll get Krishna Prem. That's our target. Of course, we get that. But how? By pleasing the devotees, by pleasing Lord Krishna. That's it. So in this way, you'll get spiritual perfection done. Second question, how to make your family members devotees? Firstly, by your good behavior. You know, at home, sometimes we become hyper devotees, so extraordinary devotees, and we see them, these parents, they are so sinful. My husband is so sinful. My wife is so sinful. Everyone is so sinful. And who is so pure? I am so pure. And then when we show this hyper devotee syndrome at home, then the parents have said, okay, all right, if you are hyper devotee, then okay, continue with your hyper devotee syndrome. We will remain what we are. When we do not show good behavior, which would impress them, then they do not take to the path of bhakti. So somewhere we are to be blamed. And of course, it's their association also, whom they meet and how they meet and all that. That's also there. But you should invite some devotees at home. You cannot preach to your relatives, because they would say, oh yeah, you are like a chickpea to us. Come on, how can you preach to us? We have seen you growing. But you can invite other devotees. They can preach to them. You cannot preach. But yes, you can preach to them by your good behavior. Like that. So in this way, they can become devotees by your good, nice behavior, ideal behavior, respectful behavior. Yeah, and don't be fanatic on the name of bhakti. At home, be very balanced, be very human. Sometimes we become so busy becoming a devotee that we forget to be humans. And that brings insensitivity in our behavior, in our dealings. So we should be ideal in our behavior. When somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, what's the symptom of a devotee? Srila Prabhupada said, a devotee is a perfect gentleman or gentle lady. You should be gentle. Yeah. And gradually they would come, pray to Lord Krishna. They would help you. Okay. All right. Any other question? Yes.
Sharmistra Mataji, you can please unmute yourself, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Mataji.
Prabhuji, thank you so much for the wonderful session. My question is, we always hear that Bhagavatam, when we read Bhagavatam, when we are chanting, same time we are reading Bhagavatam and we are chanting. When Mahamantra itself has all the power that it can take a person back to Godhead, then why we need to read Bhagavatam and do deity worship and any read any other scriptures? And similarly, when we hear that Parikshit Maharaj or Bhagavatam went back to Godhead, then why we need to chant the Maha Mantra only? And is there any example of any devotees like who chanted Maha Mantra and went back to Godhead? Prahlad Maharaj chanted Om Namo Bhagavate.
Okay, you want to go back home back to Godhead?
Sorry?
You want to go back home back to Godhead?
Yes, probably. Why want to go back home back to Godhead?
Why?
Because I love Krishna.
You love Krishna? Really?
Yes.
You feel you love Krishna. So if I love Krishna, should I love his pastimes or not?
Yes, of course, 100%.
So where are his pastimes?
In Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam. So if you love Krishna, you'll read Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, if you love Krishna, would you like to chant his name? If you really love Krishna, would you like to chant his name? No. Like in Hindi, there is a song, Mere Pyar Ki Umar Ho Itni Sanam, Tere Naam Se Shuru, Tere Naam Pe Khatam. So in the beginning, there is name. In the end, there is name. In the middle, there is name. And I love you so much, oh my darling. So so if you love Krishna, really love Krishna, would you like to chant his name? You're confused?
Yes, Prabhuji.
In case you genuinely love someone, genuinely deep, maddening love, would you be liking to chant the names of the person or not?
Yes,
100%. Yes, great. So your goal is to love Krishna. And you want to choose either I can chant Hare Krishna or I can hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So is this really love? Are you really aspiring for love? Ask yourself.
Not at all. You're going for mutual love, actually.
Yeah, you got it. So in case you want to genuinely love Krishna, you would say, Prabhuji, I want to chant Hare Krishna. I want to read Srimad Bhagavatam. What else? Please tell me. Because I'm so desperate for Krishna. In case you are genuinely seeking to love the Lord. In case if I want to go back home back to God so that I can have some good time, you know, Vrindavan. I heard about Goloka Vrindavan. It's Chintamani Dham. We'll have some fun, you know. Yeah, once I go there, I'll just give up this chanting Hare Krishna. No more Bhagavatam. I'll just get rid of whole thing. Is this really love? No. So in case you are really desperate to love Krishna, you would seek to chant his name. Not just chanting his name, but also read Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, you would do much more than that. Because expression of love has got no boundaries. So you cannot say, just by chanting Hare Krishna, if I can become perfect, why should I read Srimad Bhagavatam? If I can become perfect by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, why should I chant Hare Krishna? That means you are not really interested in loving Krishna. You are after some kind of shortcuts. Srila Prabhupada used to say, Bhakti is in itself a shortcut.
Prabhuji, it was a confusion.
I want to know when
I'm interested in reading Bhagavatam, but I couldn't understand Bhagavatam properly. Oh, of course, I'm accepting it.
Are you approaching any teacher?
No, Prabhuji. I just heard that we should read Bhagavatam after reading Bhagavad Gita.
We should study. We should contemplate. We should ask questions. We should dig our heads into Srimad Bhagavatam. That is reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not just wishy-washy reading on the surface. You just skim through and then you are understanding good, not understanding. To hell with it, man. Move on. That's not the spirit of reading. We should dig our heads into Srimad Bhagavatam. You can't understand. Chase a devotee. Prabhuji, Mataji, please give me some time. I want to understand this verse. What does this mean? So you should do that. Right? And then you can feel the love of Lord Krishna in your life. So it's not mutually exclusive. It is all inclusive. That's the way we express our love. More and more and more. Like that.
Then how can we please Krishna? Please, simply tell us.
By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attentively. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam with absorption. Serving the devotees selflessly without any expectation. And joyfully performing all the rest of the activities on the path of bhakti will please Krishna very much. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for beautiful answer, Prabhuji. I request Kushi. Mataji, you can please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, yes.
We can hear you, Mataji.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Does everything originate from Om?
Yeah, absolutely. In the world, everything originates from Om. And Om originates from Krishna's seventh note of his flute. When he plays his Venu, the seventh note of Krishna's flute comes Om. And then Om enters the ears of Brahmaji. And then from his mouth comes the Om as Gayatri. Okay? And then from Gayatri comes the Vedas. From Vedas comes Vedanta. And then from Vedanta comes Srimad Bhagavatam. And rest of the creation. And so in this way, everything is coming from Om. But Om is coming from Krishna's flute. And Om means Ahuma. A means Krishna. U means Srimati Radharani. Ma means the living entities who are serving Radha and Krishna. So A is Krishna. U is Urja, Srimati Radhika. And Ma means the living entities who are serving Radha and Krishna. So Ahuma makes Om.
Okay, Prabhuji. So from where does God originated?
What is the definition of God? In case you are asking about God, so you must be knowing the definition of God, right? If I ask a question, is circle circular or not? Is circle
yes, it is circular
or not? Is this question sensible?
No.
Does this question make any sense if I ask you, is circle circular in nature or not? First, you say, Prabhuji, do you know about circle or not? I would say, well, I do not know about circle. Then, how come you are asking about whether it is circular or not? First, you know what is circle. First, you should know who is God. What's the definition of God? Then we can ask who, from where he came from. God means the one who is the ultimate origin of everything. You know, there is cause and effect, cause, effect, cause, effect, cause, effect. But it doesn't go to infinite regression. Wherever it stops, see, after 100 miles, it stops. So that is God. From where all this cause, effect, it originates, that's God. If God is an effect, not a cause, ultimate cause, sarva karana karanam, that means God is also creation, not a creator. But God is ultimate creator. That means there is no creation to God. God can create, but God is not created. If God is created, he becomes creation, like that.
Okay, Prabhuji. And how many dimensions are there in universe?
64.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you.
All right.
Can you tell us about that dimensions?
For that, I charge 64 crore rupees. Okay. You send me the money. I'll spend that in temple construction here in ISKCON Dwarka. I'll tell you the details of 64 dimensions. Is that okay? I do not give everything for free, you know. I'm a money-minded person. I'm very materialistic.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
All right, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Vrinda Beta, you have any question? You can go ahead. Vrinda? We're waiting for a long time. You can go ahead. We can't hear you.
Yes, lovely child, Vrinda. What's the question?
We can't hear you.
I think you're asking questions in your mind. I can't read mind. I don't have any mystic power. I'm just a simple struggling devotee. Okay. Meanwhile, somebody else can ask a question.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you, but along with your voice, something else is also coming.
प्रभु जी ऐसे आपने बताया था कि श्री प्रभुपाद जी की शैडो नहीं विजिबल हो रही थी तो वो क्यों नहीं हो रही थी
यप दैट्स ट्रू यू वांट अ फोटोग्राफ ऑफ दैट आई डोंट हैव ओके नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन यस Because those who are suprahuman personalities like demigods are above them, they do not have shadows. Those who are from the spiritual world, they can exhibit their opulence of that they are beyond mundane objects getting reflected as a shadow. They're beyond all of that. So Srila Prabhupada was also like this. Divine body, spiritual body. That's why.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you.
All right, beta. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Tushar Prabhu, you can go ahead, Prabhuji.
Okay, last question now.
Hare Krishna, I'm Okundira Prabhu. Thank you for the wonderful class. My question is slightly related to the yogic mystic power and plus, you know, getting darshan of Narayan himself. So we see in the Bhagavatam that during the pastime of Bali Maharaj and Famana Dev, Shukracharya had revived Bali Maharaj after he had been quote-unquote killed by Indra and the demigods. So in that way, he had kind of undone the law of nature and brought him back to life. And then after that, he was, you know, then he had the pastime with Vamanadeva and he got his blessings. And, you know, Vamanadeva then elevated him to a better spiritual position. Meanwhile, with Prajapati Daksha, during the Sati pastime, you know, after Veerabhadra frustrated his sacrifice, and then the demigods headed by Lord Brahma went to Lord Shiva, pacified him, brought him back. And then Lord Shiva revived Prajapati Daksha, brought him back to life again, using his mystic power, but with a different goat head. And then he asked for forgiveness, performed the yajna again, and Lord Vishnu appeared and blessed him. But this time, even though Prajapati Daksha had the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he still had to take birth again. So in both of these cases, we see like Brahmanas, like undoing the law of nature, bringing someone back to life. But in the case of Bali Maharaj, he got blessings and he was elevated, while this, even though Prajapati Daksha, you know, for his offense to Lord Shiva, he atoned and apologized and he was forgiven, but still he had to take birth again, even though, you know, similar to Dhruva Maharaj, he saw Lord Narayana himself. So how do we understand this? Like, it's quite confusing to me.
So if we get into the details of the pastime, you'll see that Prajapati Daksha, because he offended Lord Shiva, even though he was forgiven, yet he had to get this, the head of a goat, which means that if we offend a devotee, even if we are forgiven, the scar of the offense would still be there. So we should not commit offenses to the devotees. In case the devotee says, no, it's okay, come on, chill, it's okay, no problem. Are Baba, why are you taking so much anxiety? There's no offense. Even if somebody who is spiritually elevated may not take the offense, yet the offense is there. And even if he forgives, still the scar of the offense. You know, when we get a wound, even if it is healed, there is a scar. So scar is still there. So similarly, so offense, so he got the residue of that, even that offense which was being forgiven, like that. In the case of Bali Maharaj, he did something very extraordinary, which nobody else did, which was Atma Samarpan. He Atma Nivedanam, he gave himself. And that's why he was blessed and he was given a higher position. And next time, you know, he'll get the post of Indra as well. And Lord is there serving him as Upendra. So, So because he did Atmani Vedanam, which Daksha did not do. He just offended and seek forgiveness, but he did not surrender his will, his ego. But Bali Maharaj surrendered his ego. To surrender one's ego is so difficult. People can surrender their possessions, but they are not able to surrender their ego. But Bali Maharaj did that. And that's why we see that mystical exhibition in both the Leelas. But Bali Maharaj is blessed in far better way. Recently, he surrendered to the Lord. So that's why we see that there is a difference in these two cases, even though we see that there is mystical revival in both the cases. Yeah. Okay, devotees, I seek your permission now. So thank you all very much for your rapt attention.
Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, are you okay to take few more questions? There are some more hands raised. They want to have their question.
Three more questions. Reason being, today is Rukmini Dwadashi and we are having Abhishek of Rukmini because we have Rukmini Dwarkadish deities in Dwarka. So the Abhishek is about to start. But anyways, for the pleasure of devotees, I'll take three more questions and I'll go a little late in the Abhishek. For the pleasure of the devotees.
Thanks a lot, Prabhuji. Nilo.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Okay, so who's going to ask the question? Yes.
Nilohit Prabhuji, please go ahead.
All right.
Prabhuji.
Anji, Poloji. Yes, ji.
Prabhuji, I send 8 rounds and read the book, but I don't know why I don't like to serve Vigra's Seva and...
Okay, and you don't like to serve the Vigraha Seva? Is it like that?
I offer prasadam, but sometimes I become lazy and I think I don't like to serve Vigraha.
You don't like to?
Serve the
DTs. Yeah. Serve the DTs. That's okay. Yeah. You are offering bhoga. That's very good. That's very nice. So Krishna is very happy with you. You are chanting Hare Krishna and you are offering bhoga, and that's sufficient. In between, of course, you can sing 5 minutes of Hare Krishna. Any of your favorite tune, you can sing. And then for Krishna, Krishna, I love you very much. And then sing 5 minutes of Hare Krishna with clap. And that's okay. That's how DT worship would be done by your parents. That's okay. That's what you offer, more you can do. But what else do you do? Yes.
I offer prasadam by reciting slokas. And I read, I have learned many slokas of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
This even I do not do. I am to learn from you. Now you are my teacher.
No, you are my teacher. I have learned much Mangala Charan and many slokas, and I listen to lectures, Bhagavatam, and your many lectures I have listened. I have taken lessons from your.
Love you, beta. You are so cute. You are so nice. You are so devoted. My God, Krishna has blessed you in young age so much. At your age, I was doing all kind of pranks. I was not doing a single ounce of bhakti, but you are doing so much, darling. Love you. Proud of you. Keep it up. Keep rocking.
I am a student of 9th class, but next year I will go to 10th class, and I will have no time to do many services.
That's okay. You focus on your studies. That's absolutely fine. When I was in 9th standard, I was moving around with my girlfriend. I was not doing any bhakti. You are doing bhakti so much. My God, you are so pure. Love you. You are an inspiration for me. But from next year, in case your studies become serious, focus on your studies. Krishna knows that, okay, here is my lovely devotee who is to focus on studies. No problem. You can just chant and do little whatever practically you can do. That's okay. But never go out of touch. Always stay in touch. All right?
Prabhuji, please bless me.
Blessings! Done.
Thank you.
I transferred 5 terabytes of blessings. Is that okay? All right, next question.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was so nice. Nilohit Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I read about one sadhu. That sadhu was wearing an iron collar around his neck so that he can never lie down. Like, my question from this is, what happened to these sadhus after they left their bodies? And is it not similar like Hiranyakashipu, who did great tapasya? He stand on one foot for like 60,000 years and no blood, no flesh was remain. Everything was eaten by small insects. Yeah. And why the sadhus do such extreme, like they put themselves into extreme condition? Why they don't take Krishna consciousness, which is like Prabhupada made it so easy?
Mataji, Prabhuji, shall we wind up here, Mataji?
Yes, sure, Mataji. So, Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again. Let's all pay our obeisances to all the devotees in the call. And the Prabhuji, Vansha Kalpata Rupyasya, Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitana Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindiki, Jai. Acharya Srila Haridas.
Srila Prabhupada. I'm sorry. Because of some technical thing, it got disconnected.
Okay.
So those who are pure in their practices, they go to higher planets like Janulok, Maharlok, Tapolok, and they also remain as Brahmacharis. So they can go there. Like that. Those who only remain on central platform, just refraining externally, they can go to Swargloka or they can go to Bhil Swarg, which means the planet is beneath Earth. That's their destination. Okay. Or in case they are in illicit activities, they can become Brahmarakshas as well. In case they have cheated people on the name of spirituality, they can also go and they can become Brahmarakshas. So that's some very, very disappointing destination for such people. But that's the way it is. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So the last question. Shobha Radhe Mataji, you can please go ahead with your question.
All right.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. Well.
Mercy.
Pranam, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, my question is, we read and we see in the stupid serials, I would say, that Rishi Munis are always in anger. I'm not sure whether they are always like that or they are just showing like that. So, but we read in Bhagavatam that Brahmins are Samadharshina. So, so this is a little bit confusion here, if you can clarify on that, Prabhuji.
Yeah. You know, dry renunciation makes people short-tempered. Like we see devotees, when they also they follow some kind of extreme renunciation, then they also become quite dry, very arrogant. On the name of being straightforward, they are rude. But devotees should be very sensitive. He's a thorough gentleman. So sometimes these extreme renunciations, they make person very dry. So that's why we see sometimes Rishi Munis who are devotionless, but they are very austere. They were so dry, like Durvasa Muni. At the fall of the hat, he would curse him. I curse you. Oh my God, Durvasa Muni, he's such a touchy sage. So this happens because of dry renunciation. Because a devotee, because he's doing bhakti. Because of bhakti, he is emotionally very nourished and very enriched. And that's why in his dealings, he's having emotions. Like Srila Prabhupada, he had this human thing in him. Now there was one lady, she was pregnant. One of the disciples in USA, she was pregnant. And Srila Prabhupada said, "You are giving me a glass of milk," he told the temple president. "But that disciple of mine, she's pregnant and she needs calcium more than me. Have you given a glass of milk to her?" And then he said, "Srila Prabhupada, actually we have very limited source, so we can't give milk to everyone." Srila Prabhupada said, "Well, give this glass of milk to my disciple who is pregnant. She needs this more than me." And then he said that anybody else may or may not get milk, but that disciple of mine should get milk in the morning as well as in the evening, because she's pregnant, she needs calcium. She needs vitamins. So Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his own glass of milk for his female disciple who is pregnant. This is humanness. There was one kitten. He jumped into Srila Prabhupada's lap. And then Srila Prabhupada was massaging. The disciples were like, "Oh, that kitten is dirty." Srila Prabhupada said, "No. That kitten, just see." Because kitten got so nicely settled into the lap of Srila Prabhupada. Oh. And then Srila Prabhupada was moving his fingers on that kitten, was saying, "Just see, even here is love." And in this way, he reciprocated with the kitten. Now, this is humanness. This is emotions, feelings, compassion. This comes because Srila Prabhupada is so much filled with devotion. So those sages who are devotionless, and yeah, they are very austere, they become so dry in their reciprocation that they are, at the fall of hat, they can become angry, short-tempered. "I curse you!" That's what happened. That's what they're with them. But devotion makes the heart very warm. Our dealings very warm. Our thinking very warm. So that's the effect of bhakti. So that's why these sages, they exhibit this kind of inconceivable behavior. Ooh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Babaji, for your explanation.
Any other question? Yes. Yeah, sure. Please.
Are you okay to take the questions, Prabhuji? More questions?
Yeah, sure, we can. Take.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, yes.
Prabhuji, I have one question.
Sure, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Puja this side. I have one question.
Yes, Puja, please.
Prabhuji, whenever I go in front of the deities, I always keep on getting very negative thoughts. Like whenever I'm paying obeisances, whenever I'm praying to Krishna or in front of all the deities which are there, whether it is Panchatattva or in front of Srila Prabhupada, I keep on getting very negative thoughts like why not to spill some sand over them, or why not to do this and that. Very negative thoughts, very, very negative thoughts. I'm seriously worried. Because I have been getting this thought since past many months. I don't know what the reason is. I'm trying my best to chant 16 in the morning. Yeah. But I don't know, Prabhuji, why it is happening with me always and I'm not able to focus.
Okay.
Please help me, Prabhuji.
But still, you go in front of the deities. Still, you should go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should go in front of the... In case these negative thoughts are coming, do not worry about these thoughts.
Okay.
Srila Prabhupada used to give example, just like in a pond, there is algae. In the bottom, there is algae. And when we are clearing the pond... So the algae from the bottom comes to the surface. Yeah. And we may see, well, I was trying to clean the pond. It has become dirtier. But it has not become dirtier. It's an intermediate phase of cleansing. The algae was settled at the bottom. Now it has come to the surface.
Okay.
Similarly, all that negativity which is in subconscious mind, when we have darshan of the deities, that negativity comes to the surface. Yeah. So just ignore it. We take this algae out and this way the pond becomes cleansed. And practically what you can do, in future, if you look at the deities, in case you feel like, you know, throwing some sand onto the deities, then extend this imagination further. Yes, I'm throwing sand on the deities, but that sand got transformed into flowers and those flowers are there on the deities. So this way you will change your mental patterns. No? It's a mental pattern. You throw sand on the deities. Okay. You threw the sand, but they are not changed into flowers. In this way, those thoughts would turn into positive. And of course, gradually deities will also bless you. My dear puja, you want to do my puja? You want to worship me? All right, I bless you. And he would purify you. Jnana Deepena Bhasvata. He purifies a person. The one who approaches with surrendered heart. Oh Lord, I have no qualification. I have no love for you. Yet I have come in front of you. Oh my Lord, you are my hope. Yes. So in this way, so Krishna would bless you. Do not worry. When there is not hurry, then why worry? That's our mantra.
Right, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'll do that.
Prabhuji. Any other question? Yeah. Okay.
Prabhuji, we have one question from the chat. I'll just read that, Prabhuji.
Sure, please.
From Lalitangi Radhe Mataji. Wonderful class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you. I know where the mystical pastimes of Srila Prabhupada are mentioned?
Well, I would say they are not written anywhere. These pastimes which I described to all of you, they are not written anywhere. Okay, then from where I got them? Have I manufactured them? No. Actually, I got the chance to meet with one great disciple of Srila Prabhupada. His name is Atma Tattva Prabhu. And when he came to our temple, I got to meet him and I got a chance to serve him personally. And then he said, Amogh Leela, since you served me with such love, I'll give you something which is only my treasure and I'll give it to you. I have some of the pastimes which are not mentioned anywhere. I said, really? Please. And then I sat with Prabhuji, Atma Tattva Prabhuji, and then he narrated those pastimes. He is a reservoir of pastimes to Prabhupada. If any activity would happen, say for example, a glass falls from the table, he would have a pastime on that. Once Sri Prabhupada, he was in such and such place, a glass fell from the table. He's like that. So I got a chance to meet with Prabhuji, and that's why I got to hear these pastimes, which I shared with all of you. So they are not recorded anywhere, but they are coming from a surrendered disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Atma Tattva, although he's not currently in ISKCON, somehow, unfortunately, but certainly he loves Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. So I got this pastime from one disciple of Srila Prabhupada. I got to hear from him directly.
What is the name of that, Prabhuji?
Atma Tattva Prabhu. He's very learned, very scholarly devotee. During his time, Bhakti Shastri, he was a Bhakti Shastri teacher. 1 year long Bhakti Shastri. He would go into the details of each and every verse. Very expert, very scholarly Vaishnava. A great astrologer as well. So, so from him I got Atma Tattva Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Now I request Gauri Kaushik Prabhuji. You can go ahead with your question, Prabhuji.
All right.
Prabhuji, are you able to unmute?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, my question is that the bad thoughts while practicing Krishna conscious ekdum se pop out ho jate hain, to patience ko deti hu main apna, to kaise patience bana ke rakhi?
Okay, so how do I have patience when negative thoughts they pop up in your mind? They're like the popcorns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how to take care of these thoughts as they keep popping up? You know, we have got the conscious mind and we have got the subconscious mind. So whatever data is there in the subconscious mind, that pops up as our second nature. Because that's in my hard disk of subconscious mind. Yeah. But anything becomes part of subconscious mind, first it becomes part of conscious mind. Then it goes to the subconscious mind. Just like in computer, we have the RAM and the ROM. First, the data goes to RAM and then it goes to ROM. Then it goes to the hard disk, right? So hard disk is like the subconscious mind and the RAM is the conscious mind. Through the conscious mind, we have fed this all negativity in the hard disk of subconscious mind, right? And that's why that keeps popping up again and again and again and again. So we have to replace this data with positive data. Yeah. And from where comes the positivity then? From spirituality comes positivity. Otherwise, all these mundane motivational speakers, come on, just be positive, man. Just be positive. Think positive. It is so theoretical. It's so dry. Be positive, man. We can become positive by spirituality, by bhakti. We naturally become positive. None of the devotee, a sincere devotee, would have you feel that he's
negative.
थोड़ा
सा डर भी लगता है ना कि इतनी negativity and कैसे हम
develop करेंगे? Don't worry about negativity. Like Bhakti Samara used to say that do not worry about negativity. Focus on positivity so much that this positivity would fight with negativity. I will not fight with negativity. I will cultivate positivity by bhakti, and this positivity would fight with negativity. Okay, how to fight with bad habits? Cultivate good habits and let these good habits fight with bad habits. I will not fight with bad habits. I'll just cultivate good habits. Yeah. So focus on the do's. The do's would fight against the don'ts. So don't worry about the don'ts. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. Focus on don't. Do's. Do chant Hare Krishna attentively. Do read Srimad Bhagavatam. Do love devotees unconditionally. And then the effect would be that all that negative would be gone in a due course of time. That's it. So focus on the do's. Don'ts would be taken care of automatically. All right, so don't worry about negativity. Bhakti is so powerful, it can remove all negativity. All negativity. I personally experienced, I was a very short-tempered person. Now, when I tell somebody I was very short-tempered, they say, no, Amog Leela Prabhu, you are so cool. How can you be angry? No, you cannot become angry. But you ask my parents, they know me. I was very short-tempered. I was a negative person. But bhakti changed me. So bhakti can change a third class, fourth class person like me who was negativity personified. Well, you are a small thing to do. You know, do not worry. Do not worry. Krishna will take care of everything. Yeah, Krishna can kill all the demons. So all the demons, the negativity is there. All these demons who are haunting us. Krishna can relieve us. Do not worry. When there is Lord Krishna, he takes care of all the negativity. Yeah, just focus on Lord Krishna. That's it. He would help you out. Believe me. Yeah. And gradually, your subconscious mind would have only positivity. So do not be fearful of negativity.
Prabhuji, please bless me.
Stay blessed. Although my blessings do not have any potency, but yet I bless you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, are you getting late or we have three raised hands or we want to,
okay,
you want
you
to end
these
up the
three hands. Okay, yeah, I want to satisfy the devotees. Lord will be happy.
Thanks a lot. That was so nice of you. Devotees happy. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Haripriya Mataji, you can please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Rukmani Dwarkadish ki jai.
Jai.
Jai. Prabhuji, I don't have any question. Seeing all of this question from all the kids, it's, and you're, you know, the way you... I seen your video, my sister who is not in that much in Krishna consciousness, she got inspired from you. And all these kids are asking so many intelligent questions and it seems like you are very near to them and give guidance to them. So I just want your contact info. Like we are very far from you, but still if you can do any, you know, because the way you are explaining and, you know, act, it's very practical and very helpful for kids. You know, they feel very free to tell you anything. So, can I get your contact info?
Yeah, of course. 989-805-744. Thank you very much.
That was very fast.
Mataji, I will give
you. Mataji will give you. Radharani Mataji can give you. You can contact me on WhatsApp. So okay. We'll schedule someday for the kids. We'll do that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Welcome, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Vivek Prabhuji, you can please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Dandavat to you.
I was having this doubt. Today's session was really helpful. So I was having this, how can we use social media in preaching Krishna consciousness? Even though we are not that much advanced, we are still neophyte. But I always see your videos, which are really making impact. I have seen the Gita series and I always share your videos and educate people them on what to do and how to progress in bhakti.
Yeah.
So any tips for us youngsters who would like to contribute?
Well, social media is a very tricky thing. Often devotees start social media on the name of preaching. Prabhuji, I want to connect with people. But gradually we become victim of the social media. I remember when Facebook was newly launched, everyone said, Amogh Leela Prabhu, please come to Facebook. All the devotees, the sannyasis are on Facebook. Please come. So I made my account on Facebook. And then with this hand, I was chanting Hare Krishna. With a finger which is outside, I was scrolling Facebook. Now, this photo and that photo, getting into this account, that account. I was on Facebook for 3 months. And those 3 months were the worst 3 months of my sadhana. Because I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. And I'm scrolling Facebook. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. 16 rounds, I'm done in the 16 rounds. Wow. That was the kind of chanting I was doing when I started Facebook. And then I said, Amogh Leela Das, what are you doing, man? You came to respond for devotion, but now you have become devotee of not of Lord Krishna, but you have become devotee of Facebook. Now, there, in front of your face, there is no book because you are not reading books. Why? Because now there is Facebook. So that's why now you're not keeping a book before your face. You don't have time, man. So then I just renounced my account and then focused on chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So in case you want to use social media for preaching, be very conscious. Be very, very conscious. If you are very, very deeply Krishna conscious, then you can use social media. Otherwise, social media is very addicting, very alluring. I've seen many devotees, they have reduced their book reading. Why? Because they are addicted to social media platforms. So in case you have vairagya, then you can practice yukta vairagya. Yeah. So that's why in case you want to use it, but be very careful. Because there are advertisements coming from here and there and all that. So one can get lost in the jungle of e-media, the social media. So be careful. Otherwise, you can do that. Yeah. Take help of some expert as well. How to advertise, how to post, how to do various things. So like that. So be very careful about social media. It's a very powerful thing. And yet it can destroy the devotee as well, his devotion. I've seen getting devotees addicted to social media and then finished. So it's like, getting bad association directly. And that's very addicting. So in case you are careful, then you can go ahead. Why not? Be careful.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Okay. Now I request Sita Preeti Mataji. You can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, wonderful class. And as Mataji explained that how you are so so friendly with the kids, it's really so nice. And that's the reason I came there to ask you this question. Prabhuji, the thing is, I am in a school right now. I was the school coordinator. And then I really want to introduce the Bhagavad Gita into it. And through a very friendly way, Because last 2 weeks, what happened was there were some talks which were arranged, and to be very frank, the talks were such, you know, like, you know what the philosophy is, you know what the Mahabharata has to tell you.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
these
yeah,
people
yeah,
who are motivational speakers, they twist it and turn it in such a ridiculous manner that it was very hard to even hear that. So could you guide me in any way, like without being very religious or trying to impose any religious thing, how can I help in any way?
You know, Mataji, you know, in school, I would not recommend Bhagavad Gita directly, because Bhagavad Gita is raw philosophy. And you need very expert preacher to deliver Bhagavad Gita in a very friendly manner, with stories and examples and anecdotes and analogies. So a preacher has to be very expert in giving Bhagavad Gita directly. So I would recommend that there are some other compilations, you know, that can be used in preaching to the kids. Radhishyam Prabhu has got one series, the youth series. So he has got certain series. So that can be used in teaching, so because it has got some exercises, match the following, fill in the blanks. So the students, they connect more to it. Also, there is one series known as Naitik Shiksha in Hindi and English. The name is Moral Education. And that is, it has got stories from Bible. It has got stories from Quran. And primarily the content is from Mahabharata and Ramayana and Srimad Bhagavatam. 80% from our scriptures, Vedic scriptures, 20% from Bible, so that it appears very secular. So so that also can be used. So in this way, there is less load on the teacher. You know, if you teach directly Bhagavad Gita, so a lot of credibility is now there on the preacher. He has to be very expert. Because sometimes Bhagavad Gita becomes very tweakingly, very deep into philosophy, which new people can't understand. Well, we just wanted peace of mind. What is this? Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga and Nishkam Karma Yoga. Oh my God, sir. So that's why directly Bhagavad Gita cannot be, I would not recommend that. So based on Bhagavad Gita, there are good other compilations, especially by Radhishyam Prabhu, and it's pretty good. Like there is My Best Friend Victory Over Death. So these are some very good books. So they can be used. I would recommend that.
Sure. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, actually, Prabhu, they are raising so many hands, devotees, I think so.
Okay. So, we'll take a few more.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji. That was so nice. Lavanya Krishna Mataji, you can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Pranam.
First of all, thank you so much, Prabhuji. आपके वजह से मैं last year lockdown में आपके lecture सुनके अभी तक मैं चिंता की दुबा में हूँ. Thank you so
much. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Whatever I'm able to speak is by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas who are my teachers. So credit goes to them. Nothing to my credit.
जय जय. प्रभुजी मेरा question ये है कि मैं कभी भी chanting start करती हूँ ना तो मैं ना lecture बहुत सुना करती. सॉरी प्रभु जी, मुझे लेक्चरर सुनने की आदत है. जब भी चैंटिंग करती हूँ ना तो समझो कि अमरेंद्र प्रभु और आप जो बातें बोलते हैं ना वो मुझे निकालते. ये तो कॉन्सेंट्रेट हरनाम चाहिए ना, इससे मैं कैसे भाग सकती.
Okay, so the question is that since you are addicted to lectures, so you get to hear my lectures, Amrinder Prabhu's lectures, so you feel like you feel getting distracted from your studies, you feel like hearing more and more the devotee lectures and not focusing on your studies. Is it like that? That's your question?
नहीं प्रभु जी, हरि नाम पे मैं है ना, जैसे हमें हरि नाम पे करनी चाहिए ना, जब मैं हरि नाम को उच्चारण करती हूँ, जब कृष्णा के बारे में याद आ जाती, आई मीन कृष्णा के पास टाइम, इसे मैं कैसे, आई मीन क्या ये,
okay, when you are chanting, you are remembering Krishna's past times, are you doing that? When you are chanting, you are remembering Krishna's past times?
हाँ प्रभु जी.
So is it happening automatically or are you doing it deliberately?
Automatically प्रभु जी.
Okay, if it is happening automatically, so when it is happening automatically, are you still hearing the holy name?
Yes प्रभु जी.
Then it is fine.
Means concentrate नहीं कर पा रही मैं.
No, in case you are not able to concentrate on the holy name, because that's the primary focus. Primary focus should be on the holy name. If remembrance of the past time is leading to disconnection from the name, then of course focus on the name. In case the name you are hearing and yet the pastimes are going on in parallel, that's fine. Firstly, you should not imagine pastimes. So Krishna is with the gopis, He's dancing in Rasa Leela. And yes, so now they are there. Now Radha, now there is Radharani. Now there is Lalita. Now there is Vishakha. No, we should not do all of this imagination. Yeah.
Okay.
So in case these things come automatically on their own, and yet you are in touch with the holy name, that's fine. But in case you are losing touch with the holy name and you are getting into the pastimes, then again come back to the holy name. Because holy name, focusing on the holy name, that's the process of for this age. Focusing on the holy name. Yeah.
ओके प्रभुजी प्रभुजी जब से मैंने चैंटिंग स्टार्ट की है नेगेटिव पीपल्स पूरे मेरे लाइफ से दूर हो गए अभी है ना किसी को देखो ना नॉन हरे कृष्णा
सो दैट्स वेरी नाइस दैट्स दैट्स द इफेक्ट ऑफ चैंटिंग दैट्स द इफेक्ट ऑफ चैंटिंग ऑल नेगेटिव पीपल दे गो अवे फ्रॉम यू बिकॉज़ दे सी द शी डजंट बिलोंग टू आवर ग्रुप वी आर नेगेटिव पीपल एंड शी इज सो बिकमिंग पॉजिटिव आहा नॉट ऑफ आवर काइंड मूव ऑन सो दे वॉक ऑफ व्हाई बिकॉज़ यू आर नॉट देयर काइंड एनी मोर बाय चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा Okay, now last question from somebody else. Okay, now my dear, I'll take question from somebody else. I'll just take one question okay, and then Prabhuji, I'll rush towards the deities.
Otherwise, we can end here, Prabhuji. Like it's a long time for you also. You have to go to Abhishek. Okay. Yeah. So,
okay, well, we'll just take one question. In case somebody has a question, I'll just take one question. You decide and then I'll quit. I'll stop here.
Sure. Chaitanya Singh Prabhuji, you can go ahead.
Prabhu, right now.
Okay, anybody who has not asked yet. Okay, Chaitanya asked. Okay, yes.
Yes.
Yes, so go ahead, Chaitanya. Yes, my dear boy.
We just want to tell you that we are.
I have listened to your Mahabharata and Ramayana hall, and I'm listening to your Ramayana again, and. Okay. Can you please, Chicago, we will welcome you.
I'm sorry?
Will you please come to
Chicago? Yeah, of course. In case if I come to Chicago, you'll welcome me. Oh, wow, that's great. We'll have prasadam together. We'll dance together. Done.
Okay.
All right,
so I'm so sorry for the other devotees. Please understand, Prabhu should also go to Abhishek. Devotees. Yeah. So we are so thankful, Prabhuji, for giving you such a valuable time and association to us, extending your time. Still, you want to go for Abhishek for the devotees. You have given so much time, Prabhuji. Thanks a lot. So let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya, Krupa Sindhubhyaya, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha.
Thank you so much,
Jai Shri Padhi ki Jai. His grace, Amar Leela Prabhuji ki, Prabhuji ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thanks for your time and beautiful question and answer questions. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.